Veterans Affairs again. This time the department is taking a second look at whether it wants to use its VISTA system as its long-term solution for electronic health records. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, members of Congress are not happy about another possible change in plans.
For the last several years, VA's plan to modernize its health record system has been to progressively update its existing VISTA system with help from the open source community. But on Wednesday, department officials cast serious doubt on the long-term future of that project, known as VISTA Evolution, telling Congress that they are pausing the program and looking at other options. That's after a new business case analysis of VISTA, driven by the appointment of two leaders who joined VA just last year, Laverne Council, the new Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology, and Dr. David Shulkin, the new Undersecretary for Health. VA's 2017 budget proposal includes $40 million less for VISTA modernization than officials had planned to spend as of last year. Council told the House Appropriations Committee that's because officials have decided to focus more resources on making their existing systems more interoperable with DOD than investing in VISTA's long-term future.
What Dr. Shulkin and I decided to do after having a full review of the business case of VISTA was to focus this team primarily on those things that would enable that interoperability and also enable some of the clinical needs that were needed. But we also wanted to take a step back and look at what we really need to have an EHR as well as a healthcare system do. And as you mentioned here already, there's multiple needs that have occurred that are different than those that were even looked at in 2014 around women's health, around the area of the Internet of Things, which is now creating a very different point of view as how we deal with healthcare, but also how do we manage choice and how do we manage care in the community. So those are the things that adjusted the cost, but they also will come back when we come back with the new strategy.
Members of Congress were unhappy to hear about yet another turn in the long saga involving DOD and VA's plans to modernize their EHRs. In 2013, the two departments abandoned their plans to build a single integrated record system. DOD later decided to purchase a commercial off-the-shelf system, eventually awarding a $4.3 billion contract to a vendor team led by Leidos last year. Hal Rogers is the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee.
We've been at this 10 years. We've given you billions of dollars. And I'm hearing muckety-muck here. I don't know what you're saying. Apparently you're saying you've not made your mind up yet about whether to replace the VISTA system with something off the shelf. Is that right or wrong, yes or no?
We have not made our minds up, sir.
Council suggested that's because VA did not have a clearly defined long-term strategy for VISTA prior to her appointment as Assistant Secretary and Chief Information Officer.
The fact is, we need to ensure that we have laid out the plan and strategy so that everyone can understand exactly what we're doing and why we're doing it. When we came into these roles, we didn't have that strategy laid out. And it's important, if we're going to be able to say that we're good stewards of those millions of dollars, that we act like and put the plan there, and that's what we're going to do. And it's not going to stop anything that's currently being done. Everything that's being done is not being done in a wasteful manner. It's being done as expected and as promised. But we are also going to lay out a format that's going to allow you to understand exactly what IT is spending their dollars on.
Both DOD and VA have argued strenuously over the past year that their health record interoperability between the two departments is a separate topic from the conversation about the individual technologies they're using inside their respective hospitals and clinics. Indeed, DOD declared last year that it's now in full compliance with congressional mandates to become interoperable with VA, and VA expects to make a similar declaration in August of this year. That's due in part to projects like the Joint Legacy Viewer, which allows clinicians in both departments to view most patient records for any individual patient encounter, whether that patient was seen in a DOD facility or a VA one.
As you think about it, the interoperability is really around the data and the ability to view the data, the doctor to leverage the data and to understand the context of what was going on with the particular patient at the time so we can be clear about what we can do for them. This evolution program has continued to build on the JLV and the next generation electronic capabilities called eHIMP. eHIMP is really what we're leveraging to pull the dim sum product, which is the DOD product, and align it with our product as an integrated grouping. So our data is fully interoperable. By the end of this month, we'll be able to say that we are fully mapped to the same level of data with DOD, and that this information is shared through that JLV. As I mentioned, with well over 35,000 users, we will be well ahead of our goal, but anytime anyone needs a record, at this point, they can get it as it relates to that veteran and understand how that veteran was treated outside of the VA.
Council says it's possible that VA's ultimate decision on its way forward for electronic health records could still include VISTA. She's also sought to reassure lawmakers that the billions of dollars they've already approved to improve the existing VISTA system has not gone to waste, should VA choose a different path.
Beyond the EHR modernization that was part of VISTA, it actually included some critical investments in systems and infrastructure, supporting not only interoperability but networking, infrastructure sustainment, a number of the continuation of some of the legacy capabilities and upgrading those to ensure they were secure and that we had security put around them that was appropriate, as well as ensuring that we had clinical terminology standardization, which is a key part of being able to have care in the community or interface with care outside of the VA. So the dollars that were in the VISTA Evolution were primarily focused on not only interoperability, but also the sustainability of VISTA and allowing it to grow.
Separately, VA is still determining the way forward on how to deploy a new software system to handle patient scheduling. The current Medical Appointment Scheduling System, or MASS, first deployed in the mid-1980s, is entirely text-based, doesn't let scheduling staff look for appointments at more than one facility at one time, and has been cited as one factor in the waiting time scandal that ultimately led to the resignation of the previous VA Secretary, Eric Shinseki. The department had been working on a $690 million replacement for MASS, but as a quick fix to its most immediate problems, VA's been deploying a simple graphical user interface that layers on top of the current system. That new interface is scheduled for deployment to all of VA's medical centers by April, and Shulkin says it's possible that it will lead to the cancellation of the MASS procurement. Initial plans to pilot the new system in Boise, Idaho, have been put on hold.
We are rolling out the VISTA scheduling enhancement right now. As I mentioned, the three sites, the one site that's active in Asheville, North Carolina. We will roll that out further nationally in April. At the same time, evaluate how that's serving our scheduling needs, using the MASS option in case the VISTA scheduling is not meeting all of our needs, so that we can go forward with that implementation. So far, I think that we've spent about $9 million on the MASS project implementation, and we have other money allocated to support the pilot should we decide to go forward with that later on this year. Our schedulers, as the Secretary said, using that green screen,
sure,
are in such desperate need of trying to meet the veterans' needs today, improving access, that we feel the responsible thing for veterans right now is to get them tools that are available. And that's why we've rolled out this tool in January. We do not want to hold that up while we are looking at what the right decision is for the system. If it turns out that VISTA scheduling enhancement, once our schedulers get what you see up there, is really meeting the majority of the needs of veterans and of schedulers, probably the right decision for taxpayers is not to spend up to $663 million that you saw that this contract has the cap at, but to be able to continue to roll out VISTA Scheduling Evolution. So this pilot that we're doing right now with VISTA Scheduling Evolution and in April is going to be very, very important for us to understand whether that's meeting the needs of our schedulers and veterans.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.